This past Tuesday, September 3rd, the church celebrated the feast of St. Gregory the Great. He lived from 540 until 604. He was a mayor, then decided to become a monk, was elected to be a pope, and he was also a great theologian. His name is associated with Gregorian chant. We sing chant during the Lenten season for the Sanctus and the Agnus Dei. And his name is also associated with the second Eucharistic prayer that we'll be using today. In one of his homilies, he admitted that he doesn't always practice what he preaches. He said it this way, "I myself do not live my life according to my own preaching. Truly, the all-powerful Creator and Redeemer of mankind can give me, in spite of my weaknesses, a higher life and effective speech because I love Him." Most of us who preach would easily and humbly make the words of St. Gregory our own. "I myself do not live according to my own preaching. In fact, when I preach to you, I'm also preaching to myself." And these thoughts came to my mind because the recent gospel readings have been especially challenging and frequently ignored by me, and I suspect by many of you. 3 weeks ago, if you remember, Jesus told us that in order to be saved, we need to strive to enter through the narrow gate of intimacy with Him as a disciple, the narrow gate of living according to the gospel. Last weekend, Jesus told us to be humble and to invite those who cannot repay us to our homes for lunch or dinner. And today, Jesus tells us to hate those we're supposed to love, to carry the cross, and to renounce all of our possessions. Even if we soften the word hate, Jesus still leaves us with the requirement that every other relationship, every other person, is subordinate to our relationship with Him. How come? Well, He's God, and no person is God. And so our love for Him is to influence our love for others, but our love for others is never to be greater than our love for Him. Truth be told, I don't always strive to squeeze through the narrow gate. I have not intentionally invited the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind to dinner. I did invite the Daily Mass crowd over the house on Labor Day for breakfast, but they don't count. And I don't always love Jesus more than I love everybody else, and I have plenty of possessions. These are difficult sayings. Discipleship has a price, and the price sounds awfully high. And so the words of St. Gregory the Great can be repeated by each one of us. Truly, the all-powerful Creator and Redeemer of mankind can give us, in spite of our weaknesses, a higher life. How come? Because we love Him. While we strive to be disciples, we rely upon God's grace and God's mercy, trusting that He will give what we need because we love Him. Now, Luke tells us that Jesus was speaking to large crowds. Great crowds were traveling with Him. Is Jesus trying to thin out the crowd, separate those who are simply spectators from those who actually want to follow Him and take the heat of being His disciple? Are His words to be taken literally or not? And what's to be gained by being a disciple of Jesus' divine life now and eternal life in everlasting glory? You see, only with the gift of God's wisdom and the divine help of God's Holy Spirit is discipleship possible. when we gather for Eucharist, we know that none of us is perfectly practicing what Jesus has been preaching. And so we gather again and again because we need each other and we need Jesus. As we celebrate the Eucharist this weekend, the Word of God challenges us to ask ourselves, are we loving any person more than we love Jesus? Are we carrying our own cross, whatever it might be, with love? Are any of our possessions getting in the way or defining who we are? If you and I were a part of that great crowd traveling with Jesus, would we still be traveling with him? Are we traveling with him today? And so we need to sit down, calculate, and decide, knowing that our all-powerful Creator and Redeemer can give each one of us, in spite of our weakness, a higher life because we love him.